Alright. WineCellarMedia.com, PayPal.me/PhoenixandWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. And I'm going to go ahead and do a story reel here for the free content, and then we'll move forward and do the rest of the episode for the Patreon only. And pass it on.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
For fashion, horrible fucking news. Let's do it. In Canada, Toronto, a sex offender has been released by police for the third time! Not once, not twice, three times! Yay! A high-risk sex offender was rearrested and subsequently released on bail, according to Toronto police. In a news release on Friday, that was Friday the 13th, just this last Friday, police noted that the man was arrested Wednesday for breaching previous bail conditions. This is the second time the man is alleged to have breached those conditions since his initial release from prison on February 14th, 2018.
Wait, what? I only know the word breach in, like, some, like, military police-style break-in shit. Like, what do they mean by breach?
They mean he did not follow the conditions of his release, so he was arrested again.
Do they have him on the conditions in there?
They do. They get to that later, but yep. Just, yeah. So we'll get there. I also, like, this dude gets all the dates. He got let out of prison on Valentine's Day, and then he got arrested on Friday the 13th. Yeah.
So they should have just considered him free on the 4th.
Shit.
And then fucking, they finally give him all the thank you letters they were hiding in late November.
Alright, so Joseph Thea Karen Joseph. Yes, his name is Joseph, middle name Joseph. That's his fucking name. I didn't fucking name him.
Joseph Joseph?
Joseph Thea Karen Joseph.
Joseph Thea Karen?
Maybe. I don't know if I'm saying it right.
Oh! It sounds like T H E Y, like they are Karen.
It's literally T H A Y A K A R N. It looks like Thea Karen. Like phonetically, it's Thea Karen.
Thea Karen.
So Joseph Thea Karen. Whatever. Age 45 was released after an 8-year sentence for 2 counts of sexual assault with a weapon, 3 counts of forcible confinement, and regular assault, apparently.
No, he kept it polite for that one. That one was on Ramadan.
But also, like, this nigga, wait. So, 2 counts of sexual assault, 8 counts of sexual assault with a weapon, 3 counts of forcible confinement, and regular assault. That's 5 crimes. This nigga only got 8 years.
I don't know.
He only got 8 years. All right. And he's been arrested twice since getting out this year. This year isn't even over yet.
Yeah, you like your judicial system? It keeps this guy out.
Move to Canada. Everything's better in Canada, you silly Americans. So he was, arrested in 2005 for preying on 2 women. He was then convicted in 2008 of 3 counts of forcible confinement, 2 counts of sexual assault, 1 count of sexual assault with a weapon, and 1 count of assault. At his trial, Joseph, both his first name and his last name, admitted that he pretended to be the vice president of entertainment for the media giant Viacom in order to seduce approximately 20 to 30 women between 1995 and 2005. He became violent in 2005. I highly doubt that. He was probably already being violent.
Nah, just now.
Just now.
In 2005, just then. Mm-hmm. He was very offended that swift boatin' bastard, John Kerry, tried to take his presidency, mm-hmm. and he was fighting back.
Really?
Fighting back.
Uh-huh. So in 2005, he became violent, forcibly confining and sexually assaulting 2 women, one of them at gunpoint. Joseph was released from prison February 14th, 2018, under a strict court-ordered conditions that... Nigga, they're not that strict if the nigga keep getting arrested, okay? They're not that fucking strict. Like, let's just, you know. His strict court-ordered conditions for his release include reporting weekly to police, not entering into an intimate relationship with a woman unless she has been identified to police, and not using social media without specified permission. So those are his conditions. Yeah?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. You know what? Yeah, because he's fucked up. My condition would be, what if your, like, body doesn't breathe or move anymore? Under those conditions.
Under those conditions, I can live with it. On the same day he was released, police issued a public warning about the sex attacker's release and concerned that he was a, quote, high risk to re-offend. And y'all niggas let him the fuck out anyway.
Because he's like, well, he's like us. He's our guy. How are we going to lock up one of our own? That's right. That shit.
So Joseph was rearrested less than 2 months later.
Hey.
On April 6, 2018, and police alleged Joseph was using dating websites to pose as a wealthy businessman while using photos of other men on his profiles. Joseph was later released after posting bail.
What?
Oh, God. Okay. All right.
All right, JoJo.
According to detectives, Joseph was arrested again July 11th, 2018, but was released yet again July 13th, 2018. And he was arrested for breaching his court-ordered release conditions, making this the second arrest since walking out of prison on Valentine's Day. Constable Caroline DeCloette said the 45-year-old has allegedly been using dating websites specifically seeking arrangements. Hey, sex workers, this guy's on seeking arrangement. He's on other sugar baby websites. Make sure you know this guy.
I mean, they would know if they had rights to unionize anymore.
Right.
Thanks, Kamala Harris.
Well, at least this is in Canada, and at least they don't have fucking Sesta Fosta, so they can at least fucking email each other.
Okay, whew.
Jesus, man. But yeah, that's still, like, fucked up, man.
Thank goodness they don't have a resistance up there.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
And he is going by the name Dr. Lewisus. L-E-W-I-S-U-S. Dr. Lewisus. That is the name he has currently been using on websites such as Seeking Arrangement. It's alleged that he claims to be a doctor and makes offers to help women financially or with medical treatment, said DeCloette. I don't know how you say it. It's probably French and shit. It's further alleged that he's offered prescriptions to women for medical marijuana. According to the bail conditions provided in the media release, Joseph must report to police weekly, which is already a condition. He is barred from entering a relationship with a woman, which was already a condition, and cannot use social media without permission, which was already a condition, and he cannot contact any persons on social media without permission 24 hours in bed. That's fucking stupid. Wait a minute. He can't use social media without permission, and he can't contact people. Of course he can't contact people, because he's not supposed to be using social media at all.
Wait, contact people? Do they have anything, any more words than just contact people? Like, they could be talking text message?
Contact people on social media.
Well, yeah, that's how I contact people. Like, I get on the house phone, and I say, Siri, dial up Facebook, even though this is not an iPhone. And Siri says, that's all I ever do. And I contact people.
And you contact people.
Who the fuck thought of that, eh? Fucking Canadians?
Probably because he's using the websites. They're like, don't pick up any more women from the websites, you fucking rapist.
Oh, you know what? Facebook Messenger.
Oh, you know, shit.
You can uninstall Facebook and still have Facebook Messenger, and that's not a social media website. That's a fucking messaging application. I don't know if that's what the Canadians were thinking when they added that detail, but I'm not the smartest one, and I just thought of it now.
Hmm.
That is a relevant detail to add in so that it removes that loophole.
Right. He is required to provide all his social media passwords to police and must report his employment or change of address and phone number to police within 24 hours. Okay, can we just talk about the fact that he got locked up for 8 years for raping two women that we know of?
No.
One of them at gunpoint. Got out, and within 2 months got arrested again for violating the terms of his release. Got out again, and got arrested again in 3 months for violating the terms of his release. Why don't y'all fucking keep him there? I mean, I am prison abolition, but I also understand some people are a threat to society and can't actually be among us. Like, honestly, the safety of women isn't, no?
And, you know, and it's like, that's who cops never shoot, are the guys that are most like them.
He's an ugly motherfucker, too. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I tell you what.
So, I guess, sex workers, women who use dating websites, please be as safe as possible. As possible, okay? Like, this is, this guy sounds very dangerous and very scary, and apparently police know that he's going to be a threat again, and they're just waiting, I guess. I don't know.
Indeedly do, neighbor. And you can follow Phoenix Kalita on the Twitters, at Uppity Negress, 2 P's, 2 T's, 2 S's. Follow Phoenix Kalita on Twitter, get more of that B-I-S-ness. And for the folks listening to the free program, that's the end of the program. PayPal.me/Phoenix and William, Patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund. Full episode will be on the Patreon.com. And this will wrap up here. If you're on the Patreon, keep letting it play, and it'll keep playing.